Board of Health for the North Bay Perry Sound District Health Units. I guess Resolution 22-525, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Haskin. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller does hereby receive the Township of Seaman Resolution number 2022-375 to support the appointment of David McGarvey to the Board of Health for the North Bay Perry Sound District Health Unit. Discussion? All the questions? All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Motion on this motion, Library Board Member Appointments. Resolution 22-526, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Haskin. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar is hereby appoint the following persons to the McKellar Township Public Library Board: Debbie Woods as Chair, Diane Thompson, Lynn Hillsworth, and Jeanette Clements. Discussion? I guess the one question is that the entire board? Because it seems much smaller than. That's it. I noticed it went up on the website today asking for more members for the historical committee. Is the library doing the same thing?
I don't know. I just went to the one meeting. I don't know, but that Adriana said that she was going to stay on until they found more people. Sorry.
I don't know the answer to that, but I know that Adriana said she was willing to stay on until they could find more members.
How big has it typically been? Sorry, I didn't. Does anybody know how large the board was previously? How many members?
I think they've been as big as six anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe seven. But.
Okay.
I suppose that can always be, people can be added later if they do come forward. Yeah. So I'll call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. The Museum Board Appointment. And Resolution 22-527, moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Haskin. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Keller does hereby appoint Councilor Nick Ryland to the West Perry Sound District Museum Board. Discussion? Councilor Kagan.
So the email received November 25th, 2022 indicates that there is no financial commitment this year, but they will be coming to Council in 2023 requesting a financial commitment of $10,000. I think there probably is an expectation that if someone is on a board and they're making board decisions that there's some type of financial commitment. So I'm just not sure if we feel strongly enough to appoint any counselor to this board where if there's strings attached to a $10,000 commitment, considering that I believe the historical committee's budget is around $5,000 a year with our own museum.
Councilor Housen?
Yeah, that's a good point. This seems to be a budget item, so I'm just wondering if we could defer it and look at it again. I've been to the museum actually very recently. It's a really great facility, but still council's got to make a decision financially if we contribute, because we do have our own museums.
Okay. Sounds good. So we defer this. All agree?
Yeah.
Call the question on that. To defer. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Sorry, Councilor Ryland, that's two deferrals now, so don't think you don't want to go or something.
It makes sense to defer it in the situation. So, and 10,000 is, well, it's a lot of money, especially for giving the Historic Committee 5,000. I agree with that. So,
and the 21.3 Board of Health, North Bay Perry Sound District Health Unit Appointment, Resolution 22-528. Moved by Councilor Ryland, second by Councilor Haskin. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar It's hereby support the nomination of Jamie McGarvey as representative on the Board of Health for the North Bay Ferry Sound District Health Unit for the 2023 to 2026 term. Discussion? All the question? All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. The Hemlock Church siding. Resolution 22-529. Moved by Councillor Ryan, seconded by Councillor Hoskin. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of Township of Keller does hereby receive verbal comments from Councillor Hoskin regarding the siding project in Hemlock Church, and further direct the chief building official to determine the scope of work to have the siding completed, and further, if deemed necessary, direct staff to prepare a tender to complete the project. Discussion? Since we had verbal comments from Councillor Hoskin, maybe we should hear them.
I guess I had no choice this time. I received a phone call from a ratepayer basically saying, well, you've done a new roof on it, foundation work, and it still looks horrible. And I've been hearing that from numerous taxpayers, and it's when I drive into other small municipalities, you see these nice little historical buildings, and they look really great. So I think it's time we get moving on this project and take a slightly different approach. I think we were looking at getting it repainted. Councillor Kekkonen forwarded me an email today from a local painter, and basically he threw a price at us. Wasn't real bad, but really his recommendations was, no, you're better off to go with the new siding, and I agree with that totally, and I've had the discussion with the ratepayers also. So I'd like to see us look at installing a Cape Cod siding. That's a pre-painted siding that will last for decades and decades with no maintenance whatsoever. So I'd like to see us, as the motion says, give direction to our CBO to determine the scope of the work. I'd like to add on to that motion that says have the siding completed. I think siding and windows are also needed.
Yeah, for sure.
I think there's two spots in here now. There's currently money in
initial.
Money in reserves for this work. So now, if Chris, our CBO, wants any input from council, I'm willing to meet with him or go over the project with Chris if he wishes.
Further discussion? Councillor Kekkonen?
Yeah, this is a project that we discussed during the budget deliberations, and at that time, the historical committee had reviewed having the siding painted, and as Councillor Hassan mentioned, I forwarded that email to him. This is a project that during budget discussions, $50,000 was pulled out of the cultural reserve for this project, and with shortages of staff and what other various reasons, the project did not move forward this summer. And I did send an email to the clerk administrator in September and requesting that, one of the approved budget items for this year was residing and possibly new windows for Hemlock Church. I think the historical committee was hoping that when there is time, staff would be able to evaluate what would be required and proceed with the RFQ, RFP, or an RFT. So this is something that has been in the works, behind the scenes here, and as well, the high priority are the windows, as the email regarding the painting indicated, the windows are rotted out, so there's no use doing the siding and then the windows afterwards. In case there's some adjustments required for the size of whatever windows the manufacturer is going to be able to produce to fit those spaces. So I think the number one priority is windows, and from there, if we're going to look at it this is not happening now before January 1st or the approval of the budget, most likely, but it's good to get this in process to start with the early RFQ on quote for windows, and that might consume our $50,000 for the allocated budget amount for this project, and then to review what an additional RFQ for the siding for the Hemlock Church. And on Broadbent Road, there's currently an individual who is restoring one of the heritage homes here in McKellar, and he's trying to keep it as close to time period as possible, and I did notice he was putting up the siding, and that's the siding that Councillor Haskam is mentioning here that he's putting on to try to keep it as close to what's original there. And if we can do the same and bring whatever measure what we have on the church currently, and so that it matches as close as possible, that would be what the historical committee would be in support of.
Yes, Councillor Arnold.
Do we know the windows on the church are rectangular? Is that right? They're not sculpted at the top?
They are sculpted at the top.
Okay, I couldn't remember that. Okay. Yeah. But the beauty of doing this now is the siding certainly could be done during the winter, and I guess so could windows, other than they have a difficult shape, but probably a more costly shape, I would assume. But right, if you had to replace everything, I know from my observations driving by, there's just some windows that appear to be knocked out and replaced with, I don't know, plywood possibly. I've never stopped to look exactly, but. But I think it's a great thing to do, and I support it 100%. So,
okay. Again, just for the historical committee to keep in mind future uses of the building, because at some point the ratepayers are going to come and say, okay, you're fixing all this up. What's the future goal for this building?
And the historical committee is always open to suggestions, but then we run into the roadblock where that there's an expectation there's electricity in the building, that there's water facilities. Yes, whatever suggestions would be welcome.
Okay, any further discussion? Well, first of all, on the amendment of adding windows to the siding, call the question. All those in favor of the amendment? Good, carried. And then the entire resolution now with the windows added, call for the vote. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. The Westbury Sound Recreation and Cultural Center Board alternate appointment in the absence of Mayor David Warner. Resolution 22-530, moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Haskam. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township of Keller does hereby appoint Councillor Debbie Zulak as an alternate representative of Council for the Westbury Sound Recreation and Cultural Center Board in the case of Mayor David Moore sending his regrets to the board. Discussion? Councillor Peckman?
Well, I won't be thinking that you're going to be sending your regrets, so this is most likely not going to be need to be utilized. So, but in case you support Debbie Zulak's name being put forward, if she agrees.
I appreciate your support, but after tonight I may not have a voice. So, yeah. Any further discussion? All the question then, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Declare Rescue 1 surplus. Resolution 22-531, moved by Councillor Ryan, second by Councillor Haskam. Be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar does hereby declare Fire Department Vehicle 2008 Ford CTB E350 Rescue 1 surplus. And further direct staff to tender for the sale of the vehicle. Discussion? I guess the one question I have right now, where is Rescue 1 sitting? I'm not sure it's at the fire hall.
I believe it's at Station 2.
Oh.
That's my...
From observation driving by, that was true a week ago when I got back. But
The fire department, firefighters were taking anything that could be transferred from one rescue vehicle to the other rescue vehicle. And then once it's declared surplus, we will advertise to have it sold.
Okay. Any further discussion?
I recall on previous council, Mike, you brought up the issue. I think it's in the procurement policy that, you know, couldn't be transferred to an employee or a counselor for it. I don't know if it's worthwhile amending this to say that. I know you brought it up then. I mean, do you think it's worthwhile to amend the resolution?
Well, it's in our policy, so staff should be aware of it. They can certainly be sent that if they need to see it.
Well, there was a concern, that's all. I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but I mean, it might be worthwhile just to remind people that, you know, you can't bid on it.
Well, I would think that the person in charge of this, who would be the fire chief, I assume, would make his members aware of that.
That's fair. That's fair.
And the treasurer, who would be overseeing the procurement policy and the policies therein, would be, responsible to ensure that the policies in the bylaw are being adhered to.
Okay. I'm okay with that. Then leave it unamended. So. Yeah.
Okay. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Find this on your agenda, Resolution 22-532, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, seconded by Councillor Zulak. Be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar does hereby extend the curfew of this meeting by 30 minutes to 10:30 p.m. It may not be required, but we'll at least set that limit. Call the question, all those in favor? None opposed, carried. Nothing under bylaws, unfinished business, new business, public notices, announcements, inquiries, and reports by council members. 25.1, amendments to the procedural bylaw. Resolution 22-533, moved by Councillor Ryland, seconded by Councillor Haskin, be it resolved, Council of Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the amendments to the procedural bylaw, and further that members of council and staff review the amendments and provide a comment. And further, that a bylaw to amend Schedule A of Bylaw 2021-28, Procedural Bylaw, is brought forth to Council at the December 20th, 2022 meeting of Council. Discussion? Councillor Ryan?
Can I ask for the genesis of why we're doing this and or who actually did the updates? I mean, I can see them all. I have read it all, but I don't know. I'm missing the background on it, that's all.
Okay, well, I actually put it together and... I guess a lot of it stems from problems I saw with previous councils, not just the past term, but previous.
Okay.
And having worked on the very first procedural bylaw in the 1980s, I thought that this one, which had been amended numerous times, hopefully we can get something now that could stay for a while and cover most of the problems that might arise. I found in the past, while I served on council, that very seldom did it have to be referenced. People knew. And we followed the procedures, and maybe other councillors who served in the past can attest to that, that we very seldom went back and say, you can't do that because it's not in the rules. I'm hoping that this will resolve any problems that might arise on procedure. But there are certainly things in there, too, that you may disagree with, and that's why I wanted comments. We're probably looking at maybe a couple of readings on the 20th, and then hold it over. This is out to the public now. It's about out on the website. And maybe have a third reading in the new year.
Okay.
In there, one of the things, just tied in with what we're doing right now, one of the things I put in there was the curfew at 11 o'clock instead of 10 o'clock, so we don't have to keep extending. Now, possibly, too, if we can keep the agendas short, and they should be shorter than before because we have two meetings now a month, so hopefully they can be, then we might not even have to invoke an extension of curfew. That's just one example.
Yeah, and we're doing the, at least we started tonight, doing the closed session prior to meeting, which I know in the past, sometimes a closed session can go fairly lengthy, so we had to extend the meeting. So, I see you changed it to 11. I'd rather the 10, but I guess...
You'd rather Zoom, I think.
Yeah, let's do Zoom, but... okay, like the motion says, we'll look it over, and if we have any points of interest, we'll bring it forward. But overall, I went through the whole thing, and I don't see too many issues.
Well, and as well, just the way it was organized before, and I know the previous CIO changed some things, and this, I think, is more approachable, I guess, more readable, that the way it's designed with the numbers referencing each other, and I just think it'll be easier to... And all we need now is an index, of course, but I hadn't even decided to do that yet. But I think it would be easier for the layperson even to read it.
I agree.
Other discussion?
Yeah.
Councilor Perry?
And some of these are practical additions or changes as well, such as the closed session packages for council members prior to, you know, when we receive the regular council package. There just isn't there isn't the time to read the minutes, the information that is presented in closed session within that short time frame that you are in closed session. So there's a lot of practical additions and changes in here just to ensure that we can do have the time to do a better job in the decision-making process.
The one problem I had with it, you might see it as you go through to the, and I, again, I have to look at society, what's happening. Wherever it said his or her, or he or she, I decided that had to be changed because, I don't know how many genders there are, but I think we have to be careful too in the wording of it that it doesn't make it open for more diversity in how it's worded. I always had a problem as a teacher, of course, dealing with the singular and the plural for actually agreeing with each other. And sometimes that slips in. I'll say an individual, and then I'll say there. And that still bothers me when I see that. But hopefully you can put up with it.
Yes.
Further discussion? All the question? All those in favor? Unopposed, carried. Have 25.2 for Six Lane Pool, Westbury Sound Recreation and Cultural Center. Yes, sorry.
Can I roll back to 25 for council reports?
No, we're still doing reports, council. We've just got a couple of resolutions in there. We'll still do the council report.
Okay.
And resolution 22-534, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskin, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of Township of Keller has hereby received verbal discussion and comments regarding the number of proposed swimming lanes to be built at the Westbury Sound Recreational and Cultural Center pool. Discussion?
I just thought I'd get this on the agenda because there's a lot of correspondence from individuals and fundraising committee stating that a six-lane pool is preferable over a four-lane pool. So I just thought I'd get it on here. And anything I know of the fundraising committee, they're pretty dedicated, and I think they're hoping to raise a lot of money, and they're really like to see the six-lane. So... regarding correspondence received from the public and members of the fundraising committee making recommendations for a six-lane pool or a four-lane pool, based on the correspondence received, six-lane pool is more favorable for our community. The additional costs are a problem. Presently, the steering committee is gathering information to compare the six versus four-lane scenario. Keeping in mind that the participating municipalities, including McKellar, have no intentions to fund beyond their present commitments. The municipalities have committed to a $32 million project and most likely will need to de-scope the project to keep on budget due to increased construction and inflationary costs. The Municipal Service Board could be reluctant to de-scope even further to increase to a six-lane pool. Suggestion? The municipalities de-scoped the project where necessary to stay within their original $32 million commitment. Suggestion, the fundraising committee raise the funds to make up the difference in the additional capital cost to increase the facility from 4 lanes to 6 lanes. The steering committee can determine the additional costs. Also, suggestion, the fundraising committee will raise the funds to offset the increased operating costs of 6 lanes over 4 lanes to cover a 10-year period. Again, that's operating. These funds will be located in a reserve account. Estimates to be determined by the steering committee. More thoughts. If de-scoping the project is necessary, which I'm pretty sure it will be, remove the indoor track and fitness equipment area. We have local businesses that provide fitness equipment services. Try to retain the gymnasium for walking exercise. Also retain space to facilitate a children's indoor play area. The fundraising committee may commit to raise funds for this children's indoor play area equipment. In the Perry Sound area, we do not have a state-of-the-art children's indoor play facility. Time is of the essence. In the next few months, an architectural company will be designing our new West Perry Sound Recreation and Cultural Center. Suggestion, the Municipal Service Board at their December 14th meeting should consider to direct the steering committee to communicate the above scenario to the fundraising committee. The steering committee will continue to gather information to finalize amounts for the additional capital costs and the operational costs to increase to 6 lanes. These final figures may be received by the MSB at their January 11th meeting and forwarded to the fundraising committee to achieve these fundraising goals. Hopefully the fundraising committee can complete their fundraising goals prior to February 8th and the MSB can make a final decision on the 6 versus 4 lane scenario at their February 8th meeting. So this is just a suggestion to try to keep the ball rolling because I know these people are doing a lot of hard work and getting prepared to raise a lot of money, and I get a feeling they may start to feel like, oh, well, they're being pushed aside and shunned off and it's not going to be considered. So I just thought I'd do this up. I'll give Dave, as a member of the board, a copy, and Ina, as a member of the steering committee, a copy, and you can do whatever you like with them. I know Ina will be meeting with the steering committee, and I know it's a subject for the steering committee, so obviously that is just my own personal feelings. I don't know if the rest of the council feels that way, but it's food for thought going forward.
This puts us in a difficult situation since I'm now the representative sitting on that board, and I had said before that I will take counsel's wishes to the board. It won't be my own wishes. I don't know where this list came from. I guess from you.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess my question is, first of all, that hitting us with an awful lot at the last minute before my meeting, and I want to make sure that council has digested all of this and supports that I present this. From some of the things I heard, I personally wouldn't be presenting it, but if council tells me to, I will. So I need council support, and the unfortunate thing is the timing of all this, I guess, because that's pretty detailed, all the things you put in there. And there are a couple other resolutions dealing with the Recreation and Cultural Center that have to be dealt with as well. And I think the big problem in all of this, as I attend, is the whole, it's not a seamless transfer, unfortunately, and I don't know who to blame for that. Trying to get information is very difficult. I question this fundraising committee, as you said. First of all, they're not responsible to anybody. They can leave tomorrow. And so they commit to $10 million raising. There's no guarantee of that. And yet if you make the expenditures that you're going to spend that much and they disappear because something they don't like, who foots the bill? It's the ratepayer. And so I worry about the fundraising committee, especially when they threaten the board at one meeting that I listened into, that if you don't go with the 6 lanes, we walk. That's what I heard from Ann McDermott. And she heads up the fundraising committee. And the lobbying, I cannot believe the number of emails I've got, phone calls, people lobbying for the 6-lane pool. And I'm not even there yet for a meeting. And I'm trying to get the meeting that be made public,
that there be a Zoom link so people can listen in, maybe comment. I haven't seen that yet. All I've seen are the YouTube minutes or the actual presentation after the meeting is over and decisions have been made. I've never once, anyone I've looked at, listened to the public, be able to comment. And my other concern, nothing against our clerk administrator, the people making the decisions are the steering committee. And the steering committee are non-elected people. And they have the expertise, yes. But does the board have the expertise, or do they just stamp what the steering committee suggests? And that's my concern in all of this. Request for proposals come in. The steering committee looked at them. I have yet to see them. Maybe that's not my role. I don't know. But if I'm voting on it, and I'm actually supporting one of the applicants, then I'd like to know something about it, rather than just a recommendation on a piece of paper saying that this is the company to go with. That's been happening all along, unfortunately, and I think we have to go more public with this. And if it means slowing down the process to go more public, I think that's great. We missed the traveling road show that was supposed to come to McKellar. It never happened. And there's just so many things that people have asked during the campaign, things I couldn't answer, because we're just moving ahead, as you say. The request for proposals are all set now. And the project manager has been hired, I understand. And this is going to go to that person as well. I was told by one lobbyist that the project manager only does what we tell him to do anyway. So, well, that's rather interesting. Why have that person with an independent thought and present that to the board then? If the board is the one that's going to, or the steering committee, I should say, the ones that are going to actually direct the future development of the pool. Your concerns are interesting here, but the way I hear them, we're already going with the six lanes, and I don't think that's a decision that we've made yet, but I'll leave it to the rest of council for your opinions. Councillor Peckham?
Well, you mentioned lobbyists. Well, I recall, I believe it was in 2015, there was a promise that the citizens of McKellar Township would have an opportunity to provide answers to a survey if they actually support the pool. Just off-the-cuff surveys seem to indicate that 75% of citizens do not support the expense of a pool project as one of the taxation costs that they support. They would rather have that money going to local infrastructure. 2018, the YMCA provided a report, and this was January 18th, 2018, and it indicates that the population base is less than desirable for a pool of any description in the West Perry Sound District. Free water, there's no such thing as free water. You put two more lanes, that there's an additional operation cost. Cost of water varies, and there must be a daily turnover of water proportionate to the bather load. Willingness to pay or perceived interest is high on surveys, but lower in reality. So here we are, not having any public input into a project that they're going to be paying for, and I think that that's where we need to start off with this discussion.
Other discussion?
It was certainly a hot button issue during the election campaign, and certainly when I was knocking on doors and things, pretty much everybody asked me. What I did find surprising, quite frankly, of the people that brought it up to me, the vast majority of them supported the pool, and that is quite a surprise because that's not what I got from looking at Facebook and other locations. And I would say certainly in excess of two-thirds of the people that brought it up to me were supportive of it, and that was a very big shock to me, frankly. That was not what I expected. And that's purely anecdotal. It's not scientific, and I agree. I share a lot of the same concerns that Mike has mentioned. I share your concerns, regarding costs, and I think this will just send our costs, like, out of control. And again, if fundraising is responsible for it and they quit, then what have we got? We're going to pick up the slack. And I think that would be very detrimental. Can I ask a question, Mike? Just, do you propose that we would do a new survey or something equivalent to that, at this point, or at the point when we know what's going to happen with the February meeting?
if we want our representative to be going to these meetings representing our citizens, then he needs to have some indication of who and what he's representing. The 2018 report also indicates, let's not dive into a 50-meter pool, a research paper that found that 99% of the population seeks splash pads, leisure pools, and learn to swim, swim to survive, general fitness, recreational lap swim, and therapeutic availability, while only 1% look for competitive opportunities. Competitive swimming is increasing slowly, while recreation and therapeutic is increasing with the boomers. So we need to know what it is that, if we're increasing the size of the facility, that we need to know how many people support it and what it is that they support.
But would you at least support a new survey at a point in time? I don't know what that point in time
there's
is.
There's never been a survey.
I know, but the
survey that was put out, it was asking what is the number one recreational facility required in the West Parry Sound District. And they were asking, and that's why they referred to this high rate of pool support, because they were asking what recreational facility do you support?
Okay.
And that was recreation. That was the recreational facility that was the best choice of the list that they provided.
Okay.
Before living in McKellar, I lived in the town of Aurora, mostly southern Ontario, anyhow. There was a pool complex that was built there. It was called the Aurora Leisure Center Complex. And it was a leisure pool, and there was lots of people, so the sides were not square or parallel or whatever you want me to call them, and it was intended to be used as a recreational pool, particularly by families and particularly from young people, kids even. The simple truth of the matter is that it was constantly in use. You could never get into the place. It was booked, legitimately. No complaint about how it was being used, but there was a large contingent of professional swimmers, competitive swimmers, people that were, trying to get into the Olympic program, and the pool was not suitable for that because it wasn't organized in that way. But that represents a very small portion. I'm not trying to contradict you. I'm just simply saying that the competitive swimming aspect of it is very limited to a very small number of people for people that are going to try and make the Olympics or even the national team or whatever. I don't think that that's, what we should, my personal view is I don't think that's what we should be trying to push for. And I think a four-lane pool is much more suited to us, especially on the cost angle. I think these costs will just escalate out of control. People will be looking for who we're going to lynch for this, right? And that's a bit of an exaggeration, but probably not that far removed anyhow. And the number one concern that I had from people about the pool was, how much are the costs and are they going to continue escalating? And with rampant inflation, they almost certainly will, regardless of the expansion of the plan from 4 to 6 lanes. I'm critically concerned about that, and I think our number one concern has to be the cost to our ratepayers, including us at this table.
I just want to reiterate the one point made in the 2018 report, that the population base is less than desirable for a pool of any description. And all the comparisons that they use of pools that they've looked at in comparison for Parry Sound, all those municipalities have public transit. That makes a huge difference of how many people you'll have participating at a pool project as well.
Yeah, that's fair.
Any further discussion on this motion?
So what's the motion?
Just receiving the verbal discussion and comments.
Oh.
But there may be another motion coming.
But Morley's comments, this is all about you taking this back to the...
No.
No?
No, this is just...
These are Morley's suggestions.
Morley's suggestions that you said at the next meeting... That does council want you to bring this forward?
Yeah, it's, again, I don't even know how the meeting is designed. They'll set the agenda, I assume, the chair and whoever. But I can raise some of these issues, but if they'll listen to me, I don't know. They might have to cut off my Zoom link. I don't know what they'll do.
We haven't even had an opportunity to review those.
No.
So this is what the resolution is. We're Be resolved that the Council of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the verbal discussion. This is very challenging when we have these verbal reports, you know, that we don't have an opportunity to review them and to contemplate them before the council.
Well, we're not acting, we're just receiving.
Receiving them.
But you're right, everybody should have a copy so that you can mull this over before our next council meeting. Well, sorry, that's after the pool meeting. However, I'll be sitting there on the 14th wanting to know what council is directing me to say. Unfortunately, I won't have much direction because of all the timing in this. And I mean, I'm not saying it will happen depending on how the meeting evolves, but there may be an abstention, to be honest. And I've heard from one of the lobbyists, even though Councillor Haslam suggesting it's not going to happen until later, I've heard from the lobbyists that the vote would be taken on the 14th, 6-4. So who am I supposed to believe? Well, you know it's not true.
I haven't heard of that being on the agenda to be voted on.
So. As a representative, I'd like to know what's on the agenda. If you know what's on the agenda, I'd like you to tell me.
I don't.
I have not received an agenda yet. Speaking on behalf of the steering committee, we have met initially with the Y, asking them to give us the pros and the cons for 4-lane over 6-lane. They did provide us with some information, but not enough that the steering committee was prepared to make any kind of recommendation. We've asked them to go back and compile some more information. So the only thing I can say with certainty is that there is not going to be a recommendation from the steering committee in regards to 4 lanes over 6 lanes at this time. We're still waiting to hear back from the Y.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I figured. So, and what I just want, I'm hoping to see in the future, because of the potentially millions of dollars of fundraising on the line here, is that there will be communication with that committee to make sure that all of a sudden they don't walk, that the steering committee can communicate with them and say, okay, sooner or later the board's going to make that decision. So don't go jumping ship yet.
Can I ask if we could just amend it and delete the words verbal discussion and say, I don't know, we can call this a report or at least
No.
We didn't receive anything. We had a verbal report.
We just got it now. So.
Okay. And we're going to have to extend the curfew here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Can we not put a motion forward to the other councils too, to ask them to have these meetings public, in the public meetings, face to face? Because I don't think they'd do half of this stuff if they were have to face the public.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. That's I've asked and to investigate, look into it, but there's no resolution yet.
But to do that, and then with the change of councils, the new councils, there may be some other townships that are wanting this done too. You know, to get out there in the public. What are they hiding from? Give us the facts.
Well, if you want to do up a resolution, we'll just continue with this. That'd be great. A word of resolution?
No, I don't.
I don't want to word it. You can word it, Anya.
I'll call the question on this one. All those in favor? Accepting the verbal discussion?
No.
Okay. Those opposed? Okay, so it's carried 3-2. This deals with the one. You said you had a committee report? Or
yes.
Okay, you go ahead.
Okay. Just the library board meeting on November the 28th. They did a new acknowledgement of the land declaration, and they said that if council would like to use this also, the board would be okay with that. So I have a copy of it here if council's interested. It's just added to it a little bit more detail. And then there was a discussion regarding the little free library. They may be able to get a box like the Toronto Star box. And Greg will be advising them where it will go, close to the mailboxes at the Four Corners. But he's going to be there telling them the best spot to put it. Because I had mentioned, too, about it being a busy, bad Four Corners. And they said that Greg was going to be looking at it and will help them figure out a spot. They didn't want it to go with the park.
Oh, they didn't?
No, I brought that up. And they prepared and passed the draft budget bylaw. The draft budget. Prepared their draft budget and passed it. And also, I didn't know this, but maybe other people did because it was on Facebook. They are creating a book called McKellar Stories, and they're having it published. And I guess that's all for the events that are coming up this year. And next meeting's January 30th. That's it.
Okay. Any questions?
You might want to extend for...
Yeah.
Let's see. But that one better be changed to 35.
We're going to get our 11 o'clock yet, aren't we?
Yeah.
Council have to tell me not to open it up to the public for different topics.
You better protect your shins when I feel
it. Resolution 22-535, moved by Councillor Askin, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, Council of the Corporation Township McKellar does hereby extend the curfew of this meeting to a further 30 minutes from 10:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
Our report. Okay. Today.
No, we got lots of time. Okay.
You're the one that didn't want the 11 o'clock.
I haven't been here since 8 o'clock. Yeah.
Well, I feel bad for anybody hanging around waiting for the question and comment period.
Yes.
Petitioning for my 10 o'clock curfew, of course. 150th committee, we have a meeting next week, but we're lucky enough to get approved for, so far, 3 grants to help with our celebrations in 2023 to celebrate McKellar's 150th celebration. I won't get into the details of each of those grants on this report, but I will for the next meeting. McKellar Recreation Committee have a meeting this Thursday, and we have lots going on, and we're actually looking at some more activities being joined in. Like, we presently have seniors walking, badminton, pickleball, tai chi, movie nights. We're going to be talking about possibly getting yoga programs here at the community center. We have the crafters. We have a Santa movie night coming up on December 16th. We're going to have a fish derby. We're going to have a snowmobile run. And like to put it out there also, we had a recent resignation of somebody on the Recreation Committee, and we can certainly also use a couple of new members on our Recreation Committee. So I'll just put that out there also. I don't know whether the township's interested in advertising for the various committees, library and historic, and well, I know at one time it used to be put in the paper. I know that's old fashioned now, anyway, I thought I'd put it in there.
Now, I think that was the idea at some point where we're going to appoint the members of the committees that exist for the year anyway, and ask for new members at that point. So. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Oh. Yes. There was one thing that I forgot to mention when we were discussing the treasurer's report, and it was just to ensure that at the next council meeting that all funds that are remaining in the budgets of the various committees be transferred into the reserve accounts at the end of the year and don't go into just the general municipal reserve funds, so that that carries over for some funds available for those committees for the next year projects.
I need a resolution for that.
Yes, there'll be a resolution at the next council meeting. Yeah. Sounds good.
Very good.
Thank you. Okay, this deals with the Recreation Cultural Center again.
We have Resolution 22-536, moved by Councilor Ryland, seconded by Councilor Hassan. Whereas the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar entered an agreement with the collective municipalities titled the Westbury Sound Recreation and Cultural Center Joint Municipal Service Board Agreement on the 10th day of September 2021, and whereas the Township of McKellar solicitor was not consulted upon the wording of said agreement prior to its signing, and whereas the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar now desires a legal interpretation of said document, including any financial commitments for budgetary purposes and other responsibilities moving forward, now therefore be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby authorize the clerk administrator or council designate to immediately consult the municipal solicitor to determine the extent of said obligations. Discussion. It's the agreement that was signed, and from what I've heard, and maybe Councillor Haskin can refute or confirm, that it was drawn up by one solicitor through the town of Prairie Sound. That may be incorrect. So. Yeah.
No, I believe that to be true.
I can certainly send that off to have it reviewed.
No, we'll see what council votes on.
I'll have a recorded vote.
I think that when we enter into any significant agreement like this, it should be reviewed by our solicitor, and an error that, if it wasn't, that now it's something that needs to be done.
Okay. Any further discussion? Ask for a recorded vote.
Councillor Morley Haskin.
Yes.
Councillor Mike Keckinen.
Yes.
Councillor Nick Ryland.
Yes.
Councillor Debbie Zulak.
Yes.
Mayor David Moore.
Yes. Five yeas, no nays. Carried. This is a carryover from last meeting. We have Resolution 22-537 dealing with our financial audit. Resolution moved by Councillor Haskin, seconded by Councillor Keckinen. Whereas the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar passed Resolution Number 22-494 at the special inaugural council meeting on Tuesday, November 15, 2022, wherein the clerk administrator or council designate was authorized to immediately contact the township solicitor to prepare an RFP for a forensic audit of the Township of McKellar's financial accounts for the previous term of council, and whereas the township solicitor responded via email on November 23rd, 2022, to the clerk administrator that he does not, quote, typically draft RFPs or other procurement documents for municipalities from scratch, quote, but that he would, quote, simply provide input and recommendations on drafts of the RFP, end quote. And whereas time is of the essence, now therefore be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar is hereby authorized the mayor as council designate in cooperation with the clerk administrator to contact other solicitors or companies that have experience in preparing such an RFP, and further be it resolved that a report regarding comparative costs and procedures be presented to council in the immediate future with anticipated further action. Discussion? Councillor Ryland?
Apologize, I was absent from the last meeting when this was discussed, but can anybody give me background as to what it is or why we're doing it or what we expect to find?
I think the main concern we've looked at is the turnover of staff, the number of people involved with the financial and also what went on with the fire department. Some of these things, as far as I can see, now maybe people who were on council can answer this for me. Our accountants didn't deal with some of the issues that were made public. And so what I'm concerned about is the number of staff we've gone through. We started with a treasurer, and then there was another treasurer, and then a third treasurer, and then we had people in interim positions helping with that, and we had consultants come in to help, and now we have a treasurer. But that's gone in short term, three, four people at least going through the books. And as I say, if I'm not convinced personally anyway, that the accountants that we have hired to review the documentation and all of the accounts, I'm not sure that they've reviewed everything. I think it's worthwhile for the ratepayers especially that this be investigated, not necessarily because of any particular malfeasance or fraud or anything in particular, but just to, again, review the books and see what transpired. And there are companies out there that will do that, and they'll just do a financial audit of the books for the time being. And whether they, who they consult with, I don't know. We'll have to find all that out. But my concern is, as I said, the large turnover of staff. Some were leaving of their own accord. My understanding is some were not leaving of their own accord. I don't know what was going on, and I'd like to know. I'd like an objective view, personally. And I'll just ask the council if they agree with that.
Do we have an expected cost or time?
Well, no, it has to be investigated.
Okay, understood.
It did talk about comparative costs and procedures will be presented at a future meeting. So I'm not sure, again, when you contact the various companies, I don't think they charge for that. I think they would suggest what they might charge if they created the RFP. And there are two steps to this, creating the RFP and actually preparing the forensic audit, actually doing it. So that's the question, how involved do we want the RFP, or do we want council to give the direction? The way the one solicitor suggested, they don't get into that very often in their practice. They usually just investigate RFPs that have already been prepared by council and their or their staff.
That's right. This would likely be very disruptive to our treasurer and or to our clerk administrator, or very time consuming. I don't know that from experience, but that's logical. I mean, it would be a deep dive into those things. So,
yeah.
And or to even just access records and things. Again, I have no experience with either, but I mean, I've been on the receiving ends of many very professional audits while I was working at a bank. So, I mean, it is a major undertaking, that's all. So, but I mean, I guess we can deal with that with the RFP in terms of the depth that we expect
right.
them to go to.
Yes.
So,
how it's worded.
Yeah. I like the way the resolution is written that way, but yeah, so.
Any further discussion? Okay, call the question. All those in favor? Not opposed? Carried. And speaking of which, as well, the received, sorry, it's verbal, but I guess it was an email from the Ombudsman. I believe they'll be on the agenda for the December 20th meeting. There'll be a closed session prior to. They've got a report on four meetings of the former council. I think it's, I don't have all the dates there, August 31st, I believe, September the
9th.
And they're even going back to an April 12th meeting. There were complaints sent into the Ombudsman, and they've done an investigation, so they'll be reporting. They have their report completed, and they want to present it to council. So we'll be receiving it, as Councillor Kekkonen said, as part of the closed agenda package on the 16th for the December 20th meeting. And then they want a council response within 2 days, but I questioned them about that. First of all, when I said, you know, 2 days, and our staff, we don't meet again until January, that's flexible, they said, and plus the fact that many councils don't even respond. Because often with the Ombudsman report, just as the Integrity Commissioner, their report's final when they write it. They can still get feedback from council, but very seldom do they change what they've said. So that's just for our information. We'll see what transpired during those meetings. And it was mainly, was it done properly going into closed session and what transpired there. So I wasn't part of it, but we'll see what. And that was my question, too, to the Ombudsman. Because it was a closed meeting and closed session, etc. You know, we're not privy to things that went on prior to our time, but he said it's a seamless procedure, so they have to do it this way. My question is, too, and it'll be in the report, I assume, is that who was questioned about what happened, and what if you get conflicting viewpoints of what transpired? And they, these are articling students that I talked to, and they said, well, the Ombudsman then will have to make a decision based on the evidence that he or she's been able, sorry, I already go with the two genders, has been able to collect. And
But I suppose it's like the hand of a judge, then they'll make a decision. But as we know with many of these things anyway, through the Ombudsman and the Integrity Commissioner, there's not much teeth in what they can do. So they can make a report, slap some wrists, and things like that. But and maybe we can improve our procedures going forward so it doesn't happen again. But anyway, just to give you a heads up that that's coming. This is Recreation Cultural Center. Debbie's resolution through Rhina. And resolution 22-538. Moved by Councillor Zulak, seconded by Councillor Kekkonen. Be a result that the Council of Corporation Township McCutter does hereby request the Westbury Sound Recreation and Cultural Center Board to have meetings open to the public by in-person attendance and by Zoom link, and further that this resolution be forwarded to the area municipalities on the board. Discussion?
Yes, can I propose a very slight amendment to that? Just simply that we make it immediately. Do you have any? Yeah, okay. Because they could say, yeah, we'll do it next year. I don't like that, so. Yeah, okay. That's a little difficult to put in that word, but immediately. Are you okay if I just pass? Yeah, okay, good. Having trouble writing legibly, so. So if you want me to read it, or you want me to give it back? I just crossed out a couple sections and substituted a word. So
the amendment is to delete have meetings and to add or also delete to the. So it now reads as consolidated. Result, the Council of Corporation Township McCutter hereby requests the Westbury Sound Recreation and Cultural Center Board to immediately open
public meetings. At least I think that's what I intended. So
public by in-person attendance by Zoom link. It's almost as interesting. And further,
open public. I should have deleted that too. Yeah, sorry.
Open public in-person attendance and by Zoom link. And further, this resolution be forwarded to the area municipalities on the board.
Read it again.
The words are still a little awkward. It's difficult to write for a better sentence, but hope you can read my writing. Public in-person attendance and Zoom. Right?
All meetings.
All meetings. Effective immediately. All meetings.
Sure. And I mean it's. If you agree with that, Deb, I do, so. I'm not critical of the way it was written. I just had that thought that if we don't put a time frame on it, sorry. So I apologize if that's an inference. It's not what I intended. It's just simply to make it now, not sometime in the future, so.
Good point.
Do they have an equivalent? Does anybody know? Do they have equivalent like closed sessions as well? I mean, or could they? In other words, when we say all, I mean, maybe I don't mean literally all, but I mean anything other than something private and confidential, I suppose. But they would have closed sessions, would they?
Yeah. Okay. We do the same thing with that.
Okay.
We go into closed first.
Yeah. Okay.
Then we call it meeting.
Coming up to 11. Sorry.
Like the paper I've marked. Here we go again. Resolution 22-538. Moved by Councillor Zulak, seconded by Councillor Kekkonen. The result of the Council of Corporation Township McCutter hereby requests the Westbury Sound Recreation and Cultural Center Board to immediately open all meetings to the public and in person attendance, also by Zoom link. Further, that this resolution be forwarded to all the area municipalities on the board. All the questions, all those in favor? Kind of focus here.
Sorry for all of that. Book.
All
On to consent agenda correspondence. These all done under one resolution unless someone wishes to pull one from the bunch. Resolution 22-539, moved by Councilor Ryland, seconded by Councilor Haskin, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar is hereby received the consent agenda for correspondence. Discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. A question, comment, period for those who stayed the course related to items on the agenda. Yes, sir. State your name, please.
Mike Richard. I have a comment and two questions about two agenda items. My comment is, I think it's unconscionable that you expect people to sit through 4.5 hours of meeting about all kinds of council-related business and not allow us to speak to the issue when it comes before council. I think it would behoove the council to involve the public at that stage of the discussion. The length of this meeting was not caused by the public. My first question regards the tender for the truck for snowplow. How many respondents were there who tendered on that project?
Three. According to our director of operations, three, but only one put in a bid.
Is that sufficient? Because I sat here, and my second follow-up is, I listened to our director of operations, and I hear nothing but anecdotal responses on critical issues that affect our community. He is in control of a large portion of our budget. He is responsible to come here and tell us this information, and he gets up here and gives anecdotal information, and there's no substantiated background for any of the things that he says. This business of the speed limits, that's been dragging on for about 18 months, yet there's no report that identifies who he's corresponding with at the Department of Transport. That should be both in writing, and if he has telephone conversations, that information should be recorded. All right? And all of the other things like the neighborhoods that are asking for the lower speed limits, etc., let's document some of this. How can someone be director of operations, come here, slough off a couple of answers, yes, ha, ha, boom, and out the door?
In his defense, before you go much further, he called this evening, or earlier today, and said, let's pull this over for a roads committee meeting. I said, no, it's on the agenda. You had it for a week. I want you to show up, and we'll touch on some of the subjects. Even he said at the beginning, this should be held over for a roads committee meeting, which is going to happen in January. And it'll be all set open to the public and through Zoom as well. So there will be more detail. We'll certainly be holding them to that.
But there are issues that he is responsible for that are outside of the roads committee, and that when he makes a presentation here, there should be collaborating report so that we have an opportunity prior to the meeting, as you meet prior to the meeting, to review that information. Then we can come equipped if there's a discussion to be had.
Yep. No, I agree. That sounds good.
Okay.
Yep. Appreciate your comment.
Wasn't worth the 4 hours.
Well, we did, the first comment you had, we did let the public speak as the issue came up. You were here for that, right?
I was here for that. However, that was contrary to what I have come to understand, because in prior meetings, in the old council, I used to put my hand up to request. The mayor would threaten to throw me out, and he said, well, okay, fine, if there's a vote by council, you can speak. Then, at one of the meetings, he brought forward a motion that said, we will no longer be allowed to do that, and they passed the motion, restricting us to wait to the end of the meeting. I saw the other speak tonight, but I assumed that you were doing that because it was a heated, argumentative situation and you were trying to accommodate them. But certainly, there was a motion made to restrict us, and that's why I sat there, waited till this moment.
Well, I appreciate you waiting, but this is a new council. Okay, keep that in mind, and
I like the new council.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Anything else from the public? Anybody on Zoom still there? Any questions to ask?
Anyone on Zoom?
confirming bylaw 28.1. And resolution 22-540, moved by Councillor Haskins and Councillor Ryland. Be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township and Hellers hereby give bylaw number 2022-61, being a bylaw to confirm the proceedings of Council of first and second reading. Further read a third time and passed at open Council the 6th day of December 2022. Discussion? All the questions? All those in favor? Carried. Meeting is now adjourned. Almost. Almost.
Don't say it too quick,
because
the
results
are so quick.
Resolution, final resolution. 22-541, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskins. Result, Council Corporation, Township of Hellers, adjourned this meeting at
10:54.
10:54, we have to meet again on December 20th, 2022. All the questions, all those in favor? Opposed, carried. Meeting is now adjourned.
Should have voted against.
Alarm's already set for 5:00.